This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one.
Dr. Carrie Made is our guest, serendipitygroup.org, and she is really getting me fired up with her spirit of resistance, but through a loving, you know, energy. And I feel that energy getting stronger. I feel humanity really waking up because of the attack we're under. And I just can't wait to have her back on with us again. She's been totally vindicated since she was here 9-10 months ago. We got a few minutes left. We ran after that break. I appreciate you holding over. What other nuggets of knowledge would you like to put out there in a message to the universe, a message in a bottle to warn people?
I've had a glimpse into the future of us if we do nothing, if we just accept what is being told to us. We do what they tell us to do. And I don't have human words to tell you how awful and horrible it will be. And not just for us, for our children. So we have to do something right now. This is why I spend my time. I do it for free, because what else is there without freedom? You can't love. You can't be freedom of thought. You're not a human. Do not let this agenda go forward. Please open your eyes. It's not just about the United States. It's not just about this political party. Around the world, this is being mirrored. Everyone's saying the same thing. There are other entities or corporations running the show. In effect, I think a big coup happened. We didn't even know it happened. And so are you going to let them get away with their agenda about depopulating many of us and then ultimately controlling us? Because that's essentially what it is. That's what it comes down to. And so I refuse that, and I won't be a part of that. And I hope to open the eyes of all of you out there and your hearts, because we have the power. We're over 99%. We just have to stand up and say no. It's really that simple. But we just have to do it.
That's right. That's right, Alex. Fighting according to race and religion and all this, because behind the scenes, they are bringing in a post-human world. I mean, we can feel it. We can see it. And as you said, in their literature, they admit it all. I mean, this is nightmarish.
Yeah, exactly. But we have the power. Just remember that. And we have to remember who we are. We are eternal souls. We are made in the likeness of God. Don't give that up for the idea and the illusion of any safety, because that the name of their game is panic and fear. Once you have a little bit of feeling of safety, they'll do something else to give you more panic. I mean, look what they're doing. They're always putting something else in the news to make you frightened and to make you not stand up and speak for your rights. Just know we have a beautiful world. We've got all the resources we need. We have enough. We don't have climate change happening. We have enough land for everybody to live
and
on.
Look at these Stockholm Syndrome parents taking their children in to be injected with a gene therapy. Yeah. I mean, this is pure evil. Yeah. And when and if their children get sick or die, they'll say it's worth it. Like the woman that got paralyzed in Tennessee, she said, I'll do it again. It's good. I want to help people.
No, nobody should be experimented on. That's why the Nuremberg Code was created, to stop the atrocities of World War II. What are we doing? We're breaking the Nuremberg Code as we speak. This should never happen. We need to stop it before it gets any worse. These aren't for the wellness and the good of humanity. If you look at all the literature, you'll see that all of this is built on a web of lies. We're not being told the truth. So shut your televisions off with the mainstream media. They're not telling you the truth. Start doing your due diligence. Do the alternative media sources, and you'll find that what we're saying has a lot of truth behind it. So
I agree. And then share this report on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube, and share it on your email, and get it out there, folks. Show it to your church. Show it to your neighbors. This is a war, an information war. Dr. Carrie Made, serendipitygroup.org. Everyone should share that link. And again, later this afternoon, we'll post this powerful interview. This deserves to be seen by millions. We're going to do it. We're going to win. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. It's been my pleasure.
Wow. Man, her spirit makes me feel strong. And talking to all the listeners and all the other guests we have makes me feel strong. And seeing this great crew that fights so hard makes me know we're going to win. Because I get pissed. I mean, I know this is all real. I know she's not lying about them trying to recruit her. They tried to recruit my dad. I know a lot of people did get recruited. Hell, I've had people along. Hell, they tried to get me to join them. I've got witnesses of that, the Kissinger Group. But, I mean, my soul's not for sale. I've been around these globalists, man. They are so unhappy. They're slaves. They're not in charge. You don't run this thing. You join it and become a slave of Satan. We'll be right back. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% humanoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I learned about Dr. Rosa from his show. I watch it when it's the Dove Show. It's on iHeartRadio, Stu Peters. He's a recently quasi-retired bounty hunter, really smart guy, redvoicemedia.com. And he hosts, when he can, Friday's fourth hour ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And I just wanted to overall get his view before he takes over with all the big guests and information he has today. I just tell him he's doing a great job, and it just excites me to learn about him 6 months ago and to learn about all these other great people. I'm really seeing this attempted globalist takeover, firing on so many fronts, get people up off their ass, and really energize humanity to resist this. But we also have election panic coming in 2022. And I'm going to go ahead and be on the War Room for the first 30 minutes with Owen covering this, because this is probably the most important thing. I didn't get to it today yet, but I wanted to ask you about it. You've got a lot of these top political scientists that have predicted the last seven elections and more coming out saying if 74% of Republicans think they stole the election, 30% of Democrats, the numbers are rising. This will cause a legendary crisis in the next election. And that's why Homeland Security is announcing, quote, anybody that's pro-America is a white supremacist, and a white supremacist is a terrorist. So now all the anti-terrorism laws that waive the Constitution can be used on us. This is just incredible. And so it's clear the globalists have hijacked the country. It's clear they know that that we know they stole the election. And when we're faced with a criminal assault like this, with martial law, with their COVID lockdowns, and the race war they're going to try to trigger as the cover for inflation, food prices going up 76%. The Bloomberg Agri Spot Index is always dead on. Current food buying worldwide is up 76%. You add all of these factors together, they're going to try to cover up a world depression, a financial collapse by these big banks that created more stuff than Madoff could imagine, with race war. And anybody that's against destroying the country, having Marxism, is going to be called a Nazi and rounded up. That's going to trigger a giant civil war, which makes China even happier. So, A, do you agree with that analysis? And then B, I'm going to let you take over. I'll be listening. How do we counter that? Because obviously physical is the way to get into the fight they want when we intellectually are exposing that they're the bad guys and that all Americans are in this together. And they're using the same divide and conquer around the world. So that's a mouthful, sir. But give me your take on that, and then I'm going to turn this over to you.
Well, you're not the only guy that's on the screen that is labeled a conspiracy theorist or a racist or a bigot. And you mentioned, you know, people rising up and getting out of other fields, coming into this, speaking out, getting part of the, being part of the fight, part of the active resistance. And that's what's happening. And the scariest part about what you're mentioning is that they're doing it all right out in front of us. I mean, look at this. The CEO of YouTube gets the Freedom of Speech Award. And I don't know if you saw any of that, but that was laughable. I mean, this dystopian...
From her own company. Her own company gave her the award for defending free speech.
Yeah. And this disconnected, out-of-touch, elitist, narcissistic way of thinking, this idea that you and I are just going to digest this information, take these people seriously. It's kind of humorous on its face. But when you think a little deeper, that's the most, I don't want to say scary because I'm not a scared person. I think nervousness might give you an edge, but I'm never scared. But I, how about this? It's the most alarming part of this whole thing, this whole psyop.
Let's just say you got your hackles up. You're ready for war. Your spidey sense is on high. To use the Hobbit analogy, the sword sting is glowing white blue.
Yeah, and they're doing it right in front of you. It's like looking a criminal in the face, where you know that you've been vindicated because you know who they are, you know why they've done it. I talked a couple of weeks ago on your program about, you know, the proverbial, the analogy of being a kidnapping victim. We're all kind of the victims of this kidnapping. And imagine being on the street in front of the bank, maybe getting some fresh air while your buddy is running into the store, your girlfriend maybe went in to grab some ice cream. I don't know. You're having a cigarette, whatever it is. It's a nice day. Just put yourself there for a second, and you look down the sidewalk, and there's your buddy. And he's getting out of his vehicle, and you kind of wave at him or whatever a little bit. You acknowledge him, and he's throwing on a ski mask, grabbing a gun, and getting ready to go into that bank. And he looks at you. He sees you. He sees that you see him. You know that he sees you. He knows that you can identify him, and he knows that you know why he's going into that bank with that gun after covering his face, but he does it anyways. He does it right in front of you, knowing that you could out him, but he just doesn't care, and he commits the crime.
Exactly. Why is Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, why are they doing it? I mean, exactly. They're just committing mass crime, mass genetic engineering, mass death already starting like we knew they would. They did secret animal trials. All the animals died, which is what they're giving people now. Whoa.
Yeah, so now your buddy goes into the bank, and he's taking hostages. Or even worse, he's killing somebody, right? That's the Bill Gates. That's these globalists. Somebody loses their life as a result of these criminal actions, or maybe what's even more scary is as a result of your inaction. And that is why I'm here. I know that's why you're here, and that's why you're seeing a lot of these people become inspired. That's why you're seeing a lot of these doctors that are fighting back. That's why you see people like Bobby Payton. He's completely giving up a career. He's down in overseeing this whole audit that's happening in Arizona right now, which, by the way, completely covered up by the mainstream media, by the same people who are giving themselves the Freedom of Speech Awards. And that's how they're doing us right now. These criminals are out here robbing our banks, toppling our political system, stealing our votes, holding our families hostage, threatening our jobs, canceling us, doxing us, restricting our travel. You saw Nick Fuentes is now on a no-fly list. They're arresting us. They're jailing us. They're prosecuting us. They're labeling us crazy, involuntary.
And they're going to use the CIA and Pentagon because white supremacy is the main threat, and then they define white supremacy as Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and Donald Trump.
Yeah, forcing us to inject ourselves with an unknown and unproven cocktail. This is breaking today at redvoicemedia.com. Alex, I just got off the phone with Dr. Jane Ruby. I know that you just had the doctor on. You guys were talking vaccinations. I jotted down the words that she said there towards the end of your talk. She said, quote, "I don't even have human words to describe the future for us and for our kids if we don't do anything." I mean, don't think about that, Alex. This is an educated doctor who knows what the future looks like if we don't do anything. And she's saying, "I don't even have human words to describe it." It's horrific.
We have reached the line in the sand here.
Absolutely.
And well, take over. I'm going to stop ranting. It's just, I agree with you. Please take over, brother.
Okay, for sure. And breaking at redvoicemedia.com right now, you can check it out. By the way, my name is Stu Peters. Alex, thank you for graciously having me here, by the way, every single Friday afternoon to finish out the work week here with you on the Alex Jones Show, Bandist.tv. But in talking to Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm going to get to Bobby Payton here in just a second because he's doing really important work down in Arizona overseeing and he's kind of the charge behind this whole audit that's happening in Arizona that's happening very quietly. The only way that you would know about it, you know, is if you're in the dark web, I guess, or if you happen to know certain people who know certain things. But Dr. Ruby was telling me that there's this thing called it's this transmission with the vaccine. So in other words, it's called shedding. That's what it is. Thank you. It's called shedding. So if you haven't had, and I don't know if you've talked about this because I've kind of been busy all day, so forgive me if I'm being redundant or repetitive here, but if I have had the vaccine and you haven't, and you have chosen not to get the vaccine because you have done some research and you find that there's some negative health implications, you're paying attention to the 60,000 plus blood clot cases, these healthy people dying, people keeling over dead, abortions happening involuntarily, of course, to the tune of 30,000 miscarriages in 1 month. After expected mothers had been vaccinated, and you're seeing all this happen, so you've elected not to get the vaccination. if you're near me, a vaccinated person, you can essentially take on the vaccine. You can essentially, I will shed this vaccine into you. You will experience the same side effects that I have. And there are many, many reports of this actually happening right now. There it is right there. Okay. So you have been talking about this. And these things are being made to spread. And so with the doctor saying that, look, I mean, this was obviously intentional in that there was a planned release of this virus by maybe the top investor in an obscure Wuhan lab in China, Anthony Fauci. You have to follow the money trail. You have to look at who has what to gain. And there's a lot of that coming up. I'm going to be talking to a lady today, bringing her to you, a 49-year-old Columbia college grad. You'll never believe the way the system has been weaponized against her. She's been kidnapped. She's been falsely imprisoned. She's been involuntarily committed. She's been force medicated. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'll have Bobby Payton. He would introduce himself as a God-loving American that cares deeply about our republic. And after having several recent conversations with him, I agree he's leading all the charge in that audit down in Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I won't back down.
Yeah, there it is on the right side over there. Medical experts, something is being transmitted from vaccinated people to unvaccinated people. That's Dr. Jane Ruby at redvoicemedia.com. If you have time, make sure that you check that out. It's about 27 minutes of really, really great information. This guy that I'm going to talk to here, he's a really humble guy. I've had a lot of recent conversation with him. He feels the same way that I do about our republic. He loves our republic. He loves freedom. He loves God. And I believe every word of what he's saying. He's right in the middle of this audit down in Arizona. And the thing is a big damn deal. That Arizona audit means the world of difference for the November election from last year and for the future of our country. And he joins me right now. His name is Bobby Payton. He's on Telegram. That's where I found him. That's how I got a hold of him. And we appreciate you joining us here on the Alex Jones Show, Bandits.TV. Bobby, what is, bring us up to speed on the most recent things that the media is hiding from us on what's really going on in Arizona.
Well, I mean, what's really going on is an all-out full court press, as they would say, to stop the volunteers from doing their job. Number one is counting all these ballots. There's 2.1 million ballots to count and look over. And then the second thing is these canvassing efforts that are going to be taking place. And this canvassing effort is a really big part of proving out what I've been saying back in December. I guess I mentioned it in November. I really more thoroughly explained it in December. And recently I've just talked about how there's real people that are registered to vote. They're real Americans that did not vote, but somehow their vote showed up anyways. And so that's what's going on. I mean, I just heard today they're going to try to put a carnival next to the facility. So they're doing everything they can to slow this down. But once the truth is exposed, I do think it is going to be a permanent game changer.
Now, no matter what you say, no matter what your political alignment is, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or a conservative, whether you're a black guy or a white gal, or if you're gay, straight, Christian, Muslim, whatever it is, you should want a fair election. And you and I have talked, Bobby, if Joe Biden won the election fair and square, there should be no hesitation at all from any political party or caucus, from any group of people to check into this process, to validate these votes, to validate these ballots, to do this canvass. I mean, basically, this is a simple math thing. Raise your hands if you voted. When you have such a huge discrepancy in numbers, talking 600,000 plus, that is a big deal. So tell us about these phantom voters that you were alluding to.
Well, see, there's a couple of ways that I think these phantom voters could be quickly explained to the American public. And I think I mentioned it briefly maybe last time we spoke, and I know I've mentioned it on a couple other things recently, which is I call it the family reunion project. If every American, especially in Arizona, so in Maricopa County, somebody asked me a question, Bobby, what should the citizens of Maricopa do to help in this process if they're concerned about fair elections? And I said, well, here's what they should consider doing. And then people across America should also consider doing this if they want to get to the bottom of this phantom voter thing that is being, you know, I'm being portrayed as though I'm making it up. So here's the simple solution. Take out a piece of paper, write down all your family members that live in your state, all your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, sisters, your parents, your grandparents. Write them all out and then maybe put it into Excel or something. Find out, you know, when their birthday is, their mailing address, all that jazz. It's a good time to reconnect with your family. Call them up. Say, hey, how many people are living in that house? Are you registered to vote, by the way, sis? I don't need to know who you're voting for. Can you please just tell me if you're registered to vote? And then do you mind asking your husband if they're registered to vote? Do you mind asking your 18-year-old child if they're registered to vote? And where are they registered to vote? So you just, if each American just did that little bit of citizenship, and then they had that list of all the people that were registered to vote, and then go and maybe you can have a group party, have a little family get-together with a reunion, and you turn around and pull pull the information up from the voter rolls for the state or for your area, right? Ideally for the state that you live in, and ultimately we would like to look at this nationwide, but let's just say you look at the state of Arizona and you live in Maricopa, and go look at how many other family members that you all have that you just never knew you had. And you'll be shocked to uncover that there's a bunch of, there might be a couple, two or three of you, there might be a couple Stu Peters in different parts of your state that are a couple of them are a little younger than you, a couple of them are a little bit older than you, and you might be asking, Bobby, why are they doing this? Well, because when people are checking the actual voting records, and then they're like, hey, Bobby, you said Stu is fake. What are you talking about? Stu's a real person. And then you know, I look like I'm nuts, right? But it's like, hey, Stu, are you three people? Did they make a gremlin out of you? Did they put some water on you in the middle, you know, like right after midnight? Or it was, oh, I'm sorry, you got to feed them after midnight to turn into a gremlin. But if you put the drops of water, other little gremlins form. And this is what they've done in Arizona, and they've done it, I've seen, in Georgia. They've done it in Pennsylvania. So this is the best way to explain how these phantom voters are being created, and how that it's so beautiful how they cover up their crime.
So to everybody that's saying, and I want you to get to that, because how they're covering up their crime is incredibly important information that I want you to have. And don't feel rushed. I'll hold you over here. But what I want to ask you is there clear and indisputable evidence you have found that this is actually happening? Why is this? Why was this thing certified? Why is everybody standing up here saying what we need to do in 2022, or who we should be electing, or who we should be propelling as candidates, and who we should be talking about for 2024 when we haven't got 2020 right? Is this, in about a minute, and then we'll come back on how they're getting away with it, but is this going to come to fruition to where we can stop this and say, no, this guy didn't win legitimately? All of these candidates, from school boards all the way through the state governments, through your county governments, all the way up to the president of the United States, Joe Biden's not there legitimately. Can he then be removed?
Well, number one, I think that there is some arcane law in the books that could call for a new election. So I do believe that law might be triggered if Arizona flips, which I do believe that it will flip, and then other states follow suit and do these audits. So that's the first part. You know, I guess that's the second half of your question that you asked. And then with regards to how sure am I that this is happening? You know, what's the data showing me? Am I finding this structurally? And I guess my answer is yes. I'm finding that this is structurally taking place. I've mentioned this before, and they say, well, Bobby's just focusing on, you know, the voter registration rolls. And, you know, even though in Arizona more people are registered to vote since the 2000 election than actually the number of people that came into the state that are over the age of 18 since 2000. That's because we didn't update.
We're finding more information about the methods that they used to steal this thing, not Russia, not necessarily China. This evidence is going to prove whether or not America is still a free republic that still sends representatives to positions of power based on the will of the people. We're going to find out more about those crimes.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Stu Peters here with RedVoiceMedia.com. We want to make sure that we're sending our representatives to office as we elect them. I mean, whether or not your vote counts has been the pivotal topic of conversation amongst literally every pundit, whether they're real or fake news. Everybody's been talking about this election since, I mean, for years now. Leading up to it, we knew that it was going to be rigged, that the president told us that it was going to be rigged, and there's a clear opposition to this transparent process and a real fight happening with an opposition that's willing to tear the whole country apart. rather than allowing for audits to happen, judges recusing themselves, riots in the streets, framing political adversaries, jailing and prosecuting supporters of the opposing candidate. We saw Rudy Giuliani's place get raided. A real cover-up by the state-controlled communist fake news media. Bobby Payton is joining us here to talk about it. Before we went to break, he was saying that he knows how they're getting away with it, and I want to know, how are they getting away with it? And then I've got a two-part question.
Well, I could tell you one of the ways they're getting away with a specific example. How's that? For people to look into for themselves based on the data. So we've heard a lot about these dead voters voting, right? All of us across the country have heard about dead voters voting. So this is a way anybody can go and prove this in any state, okay? Get a list of all the coroners in your state and each of the counties. Then get a list of all of the clerks, the county clerks, and find out how long each have been in power, like when they were put into office. And then I want you to imagine this, Stu. Let's just assume for a second that you're the county clerk and I'm the coroner of a corrupt county. And I call you up and I say, hey, Stu, I've got 100 people that died in the past 2 months. And there's an election coming up. And I want to know if you need those votes. And then you're like, well, go ahead, Bobby. Tell me what you want. And you say, well, here's what we're going to do. The state laws don't make it necessary for me to report on those deaths right away. So what I'll do is I'll hold off on reporting them to the state. When people check to see if those people are voting that have already died, when they go into the service to look at them, they'll look as though they're there. They're not dead yet. But then when I update the state records, I have to update it based on the death certificate. So that's why it looks like a dead person voted. Okay? But here's the other thing. What we can do is maybe we can make some money. We can sell this information to organized crime. And then those people are dead. So for the next 3-4 months before we report all this, we can turn around and maybe set up some fake bank accounts, you know, lines of credit. This person is still in the system as alive. So we can steal possibly billions of dollars doing this. Okay? Now I just heard that in some states there's been as many as 20,000 dead people that supposedly voted that are being purged 3-4 days later. I don't know if it's true. I haven't looked at the data myself, but it jives with what I'm saying. How many COVID checks were received by dead people possibly or other type of money? So this whole voter thing with these phantom voters, it's not just about stealing our votes, folks. It's about committing a massive fraud against our federal government. And I got news for you. It's happening everywhere. It's not just Arizona. It's happening everywhere. So that's just one example of how anybody could prove me just totally off my rocker. Never put this Bobby guy on the air again. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Go to the coroner's records, find out who the coroners were, find out when all the reports of the dead people were filed, how many days after they died. And for anybody who lost somebody in a suspect county that someone died, find out when they reported it to the state. Every American should get involved and do this.
Wow. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. And thank you so much. I mean, it's simple math, Bobby. And so many people, I think that the big question, and you can answer this, because this is where I was going next. I was reading in your Telegram a little bit of cheating. So I know what you're going to say, but everybody needs to hear this. Everybody's question is, okay, I know it was stolen. The evidence is out here. And there are the evidence deniers. They're whack jobs. They're lost. We're not talking to them. What can I do? What can I do about it, Bobby?
Well, what you can do about it is you can get involved by doing some of the things I mentioned with regards to your family. Find out how many people are registered to vote in your respective state that are with your family. Find out how many in each household of your family. And then look at the voter rolls across the state and call other family members and say, Hey, this is Stu Peters. I see that your last name is Peters, and your name happens to be Stu, too. Who are your parents?
talking about. There are 80,000 Arizonans, and I'm quoting Bobby Payton in his telegram. There are 80,000 Arizonans for each of the 90 members of House and Senate in Arizona. If Arizona does not receive the justice it deserves, then the people of Arizona should call for their own shutdown of Arizona. If politicians had no problem shutting down your economy for COVID, which destroyed countless small businesses and lives, and looked the other way when groups looted cities across our nation, then the American people should have no problem standing up against the political viruses that have affected our nation. That is specifically what I was talking about. That is specifically the call that I think that people need to hear. And everybody who's listening to this needs to understand the government is not the one they're not the only. We have proven that we outnumber these people. We have proven when we want to do something, what we are capable of doing. We've proven it economically. Look what happened with the GameStop debacle. We have proven it time and time again. We also have proven that if Donald Trump really wanted a violent insurrection, that there are 300 plus million guns in this country. And if he had really called for a violent insurrection, it would have then happened. That's what I mean is when somebody's saying, what can I do? Those are the grassroots things that I'm talking about.
Okay, so what we need to do is, first of all, we are being censored everywhere. So we need to start just meeting up and exercising our right of assembly, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. We should just start each time we assemble with a small prayer. We say a few words, thank God for all the good fortune that we've experienced. We should talk about how we want to all be politically active going forward as active citizens. We should exercise some free speech of people that agree or disagree right there. All of this is accompanied in the First Amendment of our document that gives the government the right to exist. And I think that we, the people, need to start assembling, period, under that founding document. Otherwise, the government's illegitimate. If it tries to trample or shut us down for trying to set up and organize groups to discuss what we need to do to have a more perfect union, as they say, you know, to form a more perfect union, then it has failed, and it is time to vote every single politician out. If the legislators in Arizona have a problem with the people of Arizona rising up to protest this peacefully, 72,000 people would be 1%, and they just say, you know what, we want the judges to resign. We want the AGs to resign. And you know what we should do? Have them call 1,000 people every day call each politician. That's 90,000. You're talking 90,000 phone calls. This country, I'm calling on the whole country to step up. If they do not do what's right in Arizona, 1,000 Americans across this country should call each of the 90 legislators in Arizona, calling for them to resign every single damn day for the next 3 years. And then bombard them with letters, bombard them outside their office with peaceful protesting. You just literally shame them out of office because they're disgusting and shameful people if they let this theft stand.
Absolutely. Follow him on Telegram at Bobby Payton. That's P-I-T-O-N. Thank you so much for joining us. And that power that controls the masses using cryptocurrency. They used they toppled the banking system. They've toppled our political system. They've toppled the judiciary. The fear of the threat of being taken from your kids, the loss of your liberty as you're targeted by these corrupt people in the judiciary, these judges. They protect the criminals that are overtly assaulting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Folks, this is not hyperbole. This isn't shock value programming for just banthis.tv. We're going to talk to Elizabeth Weinstein next. She's a 49-year-old mother, a graduate of Columbia University. The entire system has been weaponized against her, and she will join us in just a minute.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Stu Peters. There it is, redvoicemedia.com. That's where you can find me, and we try to bring you the stories that nobody's talking about. It's pretty easy because the media is not talking about any of the real stories. This woman up next is absolutely amazing. It's really nerve-wracking to know how powerful these people are. These globalists are incredibly powerful. They will weaponize the entire system against you, and it starts with the mask, which was the basis for her arrest. And I'm talking about Elizabeth Weinstein. She is a 49-year-old mother. She's a graduate of Columbia University. She's the survivor of severe domestic violence, narcissistic abuse. She's a respected resident of Briarcliff Manor, New York. Her husband is a high-profile and very powerful attorney with connections that run really deep in the judiciary. Now, her husband is also involved with pedophilia, and I'm going to explain why that's important in just a minute. But when you suspected that your husband had molested your son, you began to take steps to protect your children, as any mother would do. Thank you for doing that. The judicial system and law enforcement were then weaponized against you. You have been kidnapped, You have lost contact with your children. You have been made homeless. You have been arrested multiple times. You've been sent to prison without an arraignment or any due process. You've been ordered by courts, involuntarily committed, and ordered to ingest what you call a lethal cocktail of prescription medication after being deemed incompetent by multiple judges, despite the fact that you have evidence to the contrary. Elizabeth Weinstein, how are you still upright? Take us through all of this.
Well, somebody had your kids and they were trafficked to a pedophile. You do what you have to do, too. So, this all started in May of last year when I found out that my husband, who I knew had a lifelong history of pedophilia and was himself a victim, was a pedophile. And I confronted him and told him that we would, as long as he would keep us safe and wouldn't hurt us anymore and wouldn't try and gaslight me as he had been doing for the years, that we would help him. And he originally seemed like he wanted to stop and he wanted to get help. And then he disappeared. He went missing in short order. He tried to have me taken against my will. This issue of gaslighting where these pedophiles then try to just claim that you're crazy, try and get you committed against your will is unfortunately a very old and sad story. But that's exactly what happened. And then
after you confront him, and he runs, and then he disappears for a while, and then he uses his connections, he weaponizes the system against you, and then take us into the arrest.
Sure. So on January 4th of 2021, I went to the village hall to file documents, and there's the village clerk didn't want to take my documents, so she called down the court clerk, actually, called down to the police station that was in the same building to say, hey, we don't want to deal with her. Can you come up and take care of her? So they came up and they arrested me, and you can see, I don't even want to go into the details. You can just watch the video for yourself. Within 2 minutes of them coming upstairs, they had me pinned against the wall, two guys, using the mask as the reason. And then the two people who called the cops on me and complained about the mask are then later seen in the same police video, not wearing a mask, saying, how'd she get into that building? And yelling at the police. And then you see the police tampering with the evidence, trying to turn off their camera to not further implicate these people. So that was Phil Zigarelli.
Right. And they put you in solitary confinement. They chain you to a wall. People know about your story. So they were there filming through a crack. I mean, we have some of that video. This is judicial tyranny, because then you were carted off. You were taken to prison without any arraignment, without any due process. And then you were involuntarily committed. You were forced medicated. Take us through that, because we just have a limited amount of time here. We got to pay some bills with some breaks, but take us through that. People really get an idea of how weaponized the system has become, how strong it is, and how it all works together to pin you down.
Right. So what happened was I was falsely imprisoned right away. I wasn't given an arraignment. I was brought to solitary confinement, not allowed to call a lawyer. The video that you were just talking about came at a later time. I was released. I was remanded to be in prison for 7 weeks. I ended up getting myself released after 5 days of being in solitary confinement. I then filed a federal lawsuit against the judge and the police officers in the village. And I filed that lawsuit on March 8th. And that's in the Southern District of New York. And on March 9th, I then got an email to say, come to town and pick up some papers. It was a complete setup. I showed up. The door was locked. They finally let me in. I go upstairs to get my papers, and instead I get jumped from behind by the policeman. And they're the same defendants who are listed in my case, Detective Galbraith and our chief of police, DUI Bowetti.
Elizabeth saying right now either, because this is all documented. This is all on video. These cases that I've looked into are all public. I mean, you can look up the court file numbers. You can find that all of these federal cases are, it's out there. And this is a clear, when she says that she was jumped from behind, I mean, you should see this video. They lured her there. She was recording. She was happy. She was finally going to get some justice, but just felt it inside of her. I need to record this right now because, this has happened before. I've been jumped before. I've been done unjustly before. And lo and behold, what do you know? This guy jumps her from behind. She's going up the stairs thinking that she's there for a positive meeting. And bang, he grabs her and drags her down. And then there's another video of them hauling you off then. And one of your followers from Instagram, where you have done a fantastic job, by the way, of documenting all of this, because literally people would say, this woman is crazy. If you were to sit down and tell this story to anybody, they would say, this woman is nuts. She's out of her mind. What kind of a delusional fantasy world is she living in? But isn't that exactly how they want you to be? Because when you have the evidence or when you have the argument that there's no defense against, that's what you are. You're just crazy. So that people will discount you and not hear any of this. Is that right?
Yeah, it's called the Martha Mitchell effect. It's lazy, lame, you know, it's an easy thing because most people don't like to be called crazy. They also don't like to be called selfish, and you will change your behavior for being called those words. I am not one of those people. I'm like, go ahead and call me crazy because I get the proof. And that is just an easy sign when somebody comes up and calls me those words to know that they're trying to get away with something.
A psychologist that was written on your behalf, I actually have it printed out right here, that was written on your behalf that says that after several meetings with you, this person does not deem you to be a threat to yourself, the safety of anybody else, that you're sustainable on your own. And I don't know what the medical terms were for this, but you're a Columbia grad. I mean, you're a multimillionaire that's been made homeless. You joke around about the only plus person living out of a Porsche Cayenne. But this isn't a joking matter. This is very serious. You were taken in a custody place in solitary confinement for refusing to wear a mask while you're in the process of filing federal lawsuit. I mean, this is retaliation. Using the system to then kidnap you, force medicate you. This is incredibly serious.
It very much is. And that was horrific. That was also, so after I was put in jail the second time, I was then sent to a hospital, St. Vincent's Hospital. And what we need to understand is this isn't just a simple, oops, did this somehow cut off over here?
No, you're fine. Where can people find your Instagram? Just tell us the Instagram channel where people can see this because we don't have the time to go through the whole thing, but people should look at this.
Sure. Lizzie Harding One on Instagram and Facebook is Elizabeth Harding Weinstein. There's a petition at the top. This is a big issue, guys, because it's not just my story. I got my story out, and so many people are calling me all over the country and all over the world that this is happening to them, too. They're being kidnapped by our police.
TV as well. Elizabeth Harding Weinstein. Owen Schroyer is up next with the War Room, always invigorating what's going on over there. Owen, what do you have coming up for us next?
Well, I'm going to be joined by Alex Jones, and we're going to discuss how serious an issue the skyrocketing food prices are. It hasn't really reached the consciousness of the mainstream yet. It hasn't really reached the consciousness of the average American yet, but this is kind of a big sign. This is a historical sign. Food prices skyrocketing. There's a reason for that. And since it's the last Friday of the month, historically on the War Room, traditionally on the War Room, that means it's the Veterans Call-In Show. We take about 20, 30, 40 calls, if I'm diligent enough, from great veterans on every Friday. We also have great veteran guests. So Nurse Aaron is going to be joining me. Greg Reese, who's been putting up viral report after viral report, is going to be joining me as well. And Stu, you know, I'll just tell you as I hand you back the platform to close out the Alex Jones Show, we're really witnessing an incredible time. I mean, the story that you just highlighted there, the vaccine shedding, the vaccine death, the fake pandemic. I mean, it's really such science fiction stuff. It's such movie theater plot stuff that the average human just can't even soak it in, can't even accept that this is the reality of the planet right now. But that is the reality. So, I mean, this audience understands it. Your audience understands it. And it gets weirder every day being in this twilight zone, trying to wake people up. As the tyranny is encroaching, as the destabilization increases, as now food prices skyrocketing, I mean, that should be like alarm bells going off, Stu. So we'll see if America wakes up as the signals are everywhere.
And that's what we have to do. We have to wake people up, and we're here every day. Owen, you're here. The War Room, BanThis.tv, where we'll get that link up for the story, that Instagram thing. Owen, you should check this thing out. I mean, this woman, the story that she tells, it's mind-blowing, mind-numbing. My name is Stu Peters. Come and find me at redvoicemedia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.